welcome. This is Suze McLean-Pont, and you are listening to episode 7 of Unlock Your Life, my weekly podcast show where I give you all the tips you need to know to grow your business without compromising your family, your relationships, or your life in general, and to actually start creating the life that you truly deserve and truly want, and also that the world deserves you to start living. Because I really believe very strongly that we are all here to bring something to this world, and if you don't do it, we miss out. So we deserve your gift as much as you deserve your life. And unlocking that is the crucial thing. And today we're going to talk about how your little voice actually is created by the people around you. Now, over the past episodes, we've been talking a lot about subconscious patterns and habits and how you build that and how to work around it. And we've talked a whole episode about your little voice. But how is it actually created? Now, a lot of people know that your little voice is often the voice of your mom or your dad. So ever since you're very small, you've been having all these voices around you telling you what to do and what not to do. But what a lot of us don't realize is that you're not as free as you think you are to say, oh, well, when I grow up, I'll decide for myself. The thing is, just like building a habit, our mind wants to have certain things that we just do automatically. And it also wants certain thoughts that happen automatically. So what happens is that with very small kids, about 2-3 years old, you see that. So you see them spilling a glass of water or throwing something on the floor, and mommy gets angry. And when you pick attention, you literally see them look at mommy and say, hey, what's going to happen? And mommy gets angry. And then 5 minutes later, they throw something else on the floor, or the same thing. And hey, what's going to happen now? Hey, she gets angry again. That's interesting. Now I wonder what would happen if I did that in another room. Hey, she gets angry again. That's interesting. So how would this work out if I did it at grandma's or when we're visiting somebody? And that way, the kid plays around with, if I do this, then what is the reaction that I can expect? And when you've done that enough times, your mind says, okay, we'll just say that this is a law. This is truth. If I do this, that happens. And then you have a whole mechanism that creates your little voice. And your little voice says, no, 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 that will happen if I do that, because it has happened every single time I tried it in every single situation. Now, the tricky part is, who have you been studying? Because if I wanted to learn tennis, I'd probably not go to my mom as a teacher. I'd probably, because my mom doesn't play tennis. If I wanted to learn tennis, I'd probably go to somebody who mastered the game. And then it would make a lot of sense. If you'd go to the world champion of tennis, it makes a lot of sense to say, if you do this, that happens. But if you learn to play tennis, for instance, from my mom, then that would not make a lot of sense. Why? Because she's not a master at it. But now back to being a grown up. We don't pick the grown-up that we want to copy or want to follow or want to learn from. We just pick the grown-up that happens to be closest to us. And for a lot of things, that's a good idea. But for a lot of things, that might not be the wisest idea. And they have enough love for us, and they have enough care for us often. And if you're lucky, they have enough food and enough shelter, etc. And maybe they can teach you a thing or two. But you didn't really look for, hey, who do I want to copy? Who is mastering the kind of life that I want to live? Who is living the way that I believe in and that I actually want to learn how to create? So we copy these people that have a total different life. And then with that skill set, we try to create a whole different kind of life. And that will never work because their skill set created their kind of life. So if you're happy with that, that's fine. If you want a different kind of life, you need a different skill set. And you need different beliefs. And more importantly, you need different little voices. And the little voice was built by trial and error and doing that so often that your mind went, okay, that's a lot. We get it. This happens every single time. So now how does that pertain to the people around you at this moment? Well, if you have not purposefully sought them out, then probably they are the kind of people that hold your little voice in place. So if you look closely, the people that are closest to you often believe the same things as you believe, and they behave the same way as you behave. And that's why you feel close to them. And that's why they feel easy. And that's why you feel you can just be yourself and relax around them, because your little voice matches a lot of their little voice. And if your little voices don't match, you get into an argument, which doesn't always have to be a drama, but it can be. Now, if you want different results, you need to start getting people around you that have different beliefs. And that might not feel very comfortable at first. But you need to learn what they're doing and what results they're getting. So what I hear entrepreneurs often say is, well, you know, I want the results of that person, but I'm not going to do it their way. Well, that would be nice, maybe, but how do you know if their way is not what got them the results? I mean, if somebody, I'm right-handed, and if I would say, well, I want the results of that top tennis player, but I'm going to use my left hand where I'm not left-handed, then that might not be such a wise idea. But you have to find out by surrounding yourself with those people, and then you can learn what's good and what's not good. That's not what we intuitively do. Why? Because our little voice says, no, that's not working. Our little voice starts screaming. The two-year-old starts taking over the car and starts saying, no, because if we do that, mommy will get angry. And if we do that, that won't get us where we want to be. Because when we were two, what we wanted was love, and what we wanted was safety and security. And now that you're a different age, you probably want different things. You probably consciously know that you don't just want love and security. You consciously know that you also want some other type of things and that you're not getting it at this point. But that means that you have to start surrounding yourself with different people, because if you keep the same kind of people around you, you will reestablish the same little voices that you already had. So in order to create different little voices, you actually need different people. Now, the biggest resistance I get to this remark is, yeah, but, oh, so I have to get rid of all my friends. That's not what I'm saying. You can love these people to death. You can have them as friends. The thing is, you just have to add people with different results and start studying them and start copying them and start spending time with them and start practicing with them what you practiced with your mom. Now, often that will lead to not really wanting to engage so much with your older people, but it doesn't mean that the love will diminish. I love the people I used to have in my life the same or often even more as I loved them all my life. The thing is, I don't want my little voice to be infused with their little voice, and I don't want to defend what I am doing now all the time. And if you are on that track, don't just cut out these people, but start adding new people and start not spending so much time with these people all the time. Because if you do, your results just won't change. So that's about the little voice. Now, next week, we're going to talk about purpose. And that is a very, very, very interesting subject. And we'll also talk about how all of these patterns come together in your purpose. And that's actually also really interesting, because where a lot of people, especially entrepreneurs, tend to think, I need to set myself up in order to live my purpose next week, you will learn that that is actually not true. So stay tuned. I hope you have an awesome day and speak soon. Bye.